Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hour number two here, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump day, kind of. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's not actually hump day for you. Hopefully it's Friday
it's
for you.
It's still Wednesday.
It is, but you know what I mean. Hump, like getting over the hump. Like,
right, we got to get over the hump, man. It's,
yeah.
I'm
over the hump.
It's prep. I'm always over the hump.
I'm on the downhill side.
But it's prep. No, think about it. It's prep, you know, as the men folks who cook, we kind of – there's a couple of holidays that we go overboard for, like as far as the prep.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving.
Sure. Definitely.
Definitely with the turkey and all this.
Fourth of July.
Yeah, Memorial Day and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, that's our time.
Yeah, it's
like,
your opportunity to really lean in.
To get busy with it. You know what I mean? So that's always the fun part about cooking for these types is the prep part, in my opinion. Now, the cleanup sucks.
Cleanup sucks.
Yeah, but the prep and getting it ready. You know, I got the brine and everything ready this morning, so the bird's in there.
What do you put it in? What do you brine it in? Like,
I have a brine bag.
Yes. Okay.
I have a brine bag, and then I have the big Home Depot bucket.
Got it.
Yes.
So, okay, the Home Depot bucket. You put the brine bag inside.
Yes.
It. That makes sense.
Yes.
I was looking at, because it's going to be the first time I do a turkey on the green egg, so I was looking at some different stuff, and one of the guys that was talking about it got his brine bucket from Firehouse Subs. Mm-hmm. You can go get, like, a food quality 5-gallon bucket, essentially. They get their pickles in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over to Firehouse Subs last night. It's like $4, which is fine. So mine's in that. But if you're, I mean, probably too late now. If you haven't got it in your brine yet, not too late. You could do it right now. But just a tip, $4, brine bucket.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, man. But because we're doing, I'm doing.
Plus all the proceeds go to
firefighter. Yeah. So yeah, I got all that done. Didn't do it like again. I mean, I see the videos with all the different, like, you know, Mo called in with, all the onions and peppers and oranges and lemons and everything like that. I mean, I just went with the basic brine, man. But the thing about it was, because if you have a toddler and I have a toddler, and you're like, what is going on? And so I went and got the kosher salt. We got a big bag of kosher salt for the brine and all that I was going to put in there. And so he comes around the corner, Andy, and his face is just got white. I'm like,
oh, no.
Dude, this dude opened the bag, and it was like we had tacos last night, and like the leftover meat and stuff was on the island in the kitchen. It's all white.
Oh no!
His little ass then opened up the kosher salt, just poured it all over the damn bag.
Oh man!
And then he runs in there. Can I do something wrong? I'm sorry, Daddy. What? What did you do? As soon as he said that, I said, what did you do, dog?
Oh, man.
And I walk in there, I was like, bash!
I love the pre-trouble apology.
Yeah, yeah.
You know something bad happened at that point.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was like, what did you do? And he was like, and I just saw his face. He just ran and dove in his ball pit, and he tried to hide up under the ball pit. I'm like, this dude, man. You know, but yeah, this is my first year. We're doing the dispatch thing with the turkey, spatchcock with the turkey.
Well, you kind of break that bad
this is my
boy
first
open.
Time, this is my first time doing
it.
So yeah, I'm going to do that and everything like that.
But you need the jaws of life to get that thing open.
Dude, but I mean, I was like, you know, I put all 260. I thought I broke.
Sounded like human ribs.
Yeah, dog. I thought I did something wrong. How that damn bird flipped up like that.
Turkeys are tough.
Yeah, man. That's why they're so damn hard to kill.
Are they?
I don't know. I mean, we're supposed to go turkey. And what's
I know. We were supposed to go turkey.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. Because, you know, I've got this new, I got getting into new hobbies. I'm starting to go more to the gun range and stuff, Andy, and things like that. So, yeah, I'm almost bird ready. I'm almost ready to shoot an animal.
I am.
Like an animal that you can shoot.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Yeah, you're not going to, like, shoot a peacock or something like that. But
I mean, you can shoot peacocks.
Can you hunt peacocks?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I feel like those are probably protected. Well, they're only at zoos.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Are they wild peacocks in North America? I really don't know.
Dude, I think there's a wild everything in America, dog.
Okay,
fair. I bet there's some hippos.
Interesting theory.
I bet there's some hippos out there somewhere.
Right. Yeah, no, I'll shoot a turkey. I'll shoot a duck for sure. I would love to shoot a duck this weekend. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because y'all...
So not actually hold on. A player, but...
Okay, so you're doing a turkey tomorrow. So when... Yeah, okay. Are you cooking the duck on the egg?
Mm-mm.
Or y'all get duck... Duck yeah, man get, food from the restaurant.
Yeah, the Tasty China has a nice Peking duck or Peking. I say it wrong every year. They got a good one over there.
Okay.
So I'm gonna let the good people at
good
Tasty
people
China
it.
Over there in Marietta take care of that one.
I know we get the info over huddle, but hey, Zane Gonzalez, shout out to him. Special teams, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Hell yeah.
Good for him.
They got it right. I don't want to go too far, but he had a good game last week.
Yeah, let's just go leave it at that.
Well done, Zane.
Way to go,
congratulations.
Zane.
I've been unofficially keeping track. The amount of player of the weeks against the Falcons has been wildly irregular this year.
Really?
It's been often, Randy.
It's been quite regular, actually.
Well, yes, that too.
Yeah. No, I mean,
considering there's like 14 to 16 games most weeks.
Yeah, Bryce Young did
it. They were singled out quite a bit.
Jonathan Taylor did it. I mean, those are the most recent ones. Obviously, Tyler Shuck didn't do it, so.
That's good. There we go.
Take
that.
Suck of that.
Yeah.
Shuck. All right, let's get to the NFL.
Sounds like corn. So let me do the corn. Ain't what you do the
you
corn?
You do Shuck corn,
Shuck
yeah.
corn, yeah.
Yeah. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We only have like 5 minutes. Let's just run through the games. The Thanksgiving Day games are awesome.
They are. Because Detroit's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Detroit's good. That noon game is finally good. That would be the game that you would eat through and then, you know, and fall, you know. But, yeah, I mean, Green Bay coming in to Detroit.
Those are all on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, by the way.
There we go. But, I mean, that's a lot of implications in the division because they're both still right there. Detroit got a bounce back. Well, bounce back win, but, like, battle with the Giants last weekend, and obviously the Packers had J.J. McCarthy and beat the hell out of them last week. So
they got to be pretty mad in Minnesota, right?
Yeah, dog.
Like Sam Darnold's in Seattle, lighting the world on fire. Daniel Jones was there, and he's in Indianapolis, killing it. And J.J. McCarthy can't complete 50% of his passes.
Dude, it's bad, man. Obviously, Kansas City going to Dallas is a big game because Kansas City needs it. Their big loss, they're going to be without Trey Smith, I just saw.
Mm.
So that's a big loss for them, especially how good that Dallas defensive line is playing. So George Pickens banged up. He's probably going to play tomorrow. And Dallas playing some good ball.
They are.
They're playing some great ball.
And I didn't – you know, we got a couple questions at the deadline from listeners about, like, did the defensive trades help enough to kind of fix the year? I was like, I don't know. Probably not this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got guys back. Obviously, the night game. Joe Burrow's going to be back. They thought they can get a 2-for-1 like Baltimore did when Lamar was out. And Tyler Huntley won that Sunday game, and then Lamar came back Thursday. But Joe Burrow's coming back.
That'll be good.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. At least he's playing. And that's about all you got.
Lamar's not right, man. Lamar is banged up.
I know.
He got lower body injuries.
Definitely seems to be banged up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he missed like 4 games already anyway, and they won since he came back, but he just doesn't look like himself.
No, he does not.
Is he going to at any point this season,
Man.
You think?
I don't know. When fast dudes have them lower leg injuries, man.
He got ran down by like a pretty big lineman last week, which doesn't normally happen.
Yeah.
Not great. Anyway, Bears-Eagles on Friday. Black Friday.
Eagles need
Prime Video open for that one.
Eagles need some get back. They got to get their lick back. Man.
They do.
They got to get their lick back.
Be a huge win for the Bears, man.
Yeah, man, because they're playing well. They're playing just like
in
that.
In Philadelphia,
they're
too.
Playing like that Washington team last year.
Yep.
Just find a way to survive and win at the end of games. Yep. Their defense stinks, but they're one of the top turnover teams in the league, which is crazy. Caleb is playing better and better.
16 you know, touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
They can run the hell out of the football. And they got some dudes on the outside.
I was just looking. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer before, right?
Yeah, never. He's
at 2670.
Yes. And they say he's on pace for 29 39.50? 39.50,
yeah. Oh, man.
They say he's on pace for 39.50.
All right.
Yeah.
So it'll come down to the one. Now, I guess he has an extra game to do it than some of the other guys did, but yeah, that'll be fun to watch in the final couple weeks of the season.
That was a goal of his.
Sure, I bet. Yeah. I bet it was.
We talked about Shadur's second start as they got the 49ers coming in town. I'm anxious to see how that goes with them and his second week as a starting quarterback with the first team in practice and things like that.
I hope he continues to play well.
I do too.
Because the discourse around him just like doing what he did, which was fine. He played good. He didn't play great. Yeah. Didn't play bad. Has just been pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
like people can't wait to make a fool of themselves talking about Shadur Sanders.
Yeah, man.
It's like,
weird.
All right.
It's just weird.
All right. Man. If that's what you want to do. Yeah. Either way, like either being overly critical or overly complimentary. It's like, no, he's played all right.
It's very, very weird. Did you see Brandon Cooks going to the Bills? Bills need all kind of wide receiver help. Brandon Cooks.
Wasn't he on the Saints last
weekend?
Remember
they cut him and they tried to find a buyout and all that other stuff. So, yeah, he is officially signed. All right.
Well, that'll fix it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's going to be a thing.
That'll fix it in Buffalo.
Any other things you got?
Josh Allen's fired up about
that. Is Baker playing? Have they said if Baker playing this weekend because they got the Cardinals coming to town? Obviously,
hope not.
Okay, so the Panthers are playing the Rams. Bryce Young's on the ball.
Why would you think that?
Because it's just the Panthers and how he does. No, he only plays like that against Falcons.
Are they playing the Falcons? No, I was confused.
I anticipate the Rams thoroughly beating that ass.
Yeah, they're going to beat the Panthers by 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, the Rams might be the best team in the NFL.
Oh, there
right
it
now.
Is. Buffalo going to Pittsburgh. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to play this week. It sounded like the way Mike Tomlin talked about it. It seemed like he's going to play that game. Both of them need this game. Both of them. Because it doesn't look like either one of them are going to win the division.
Yeah.
Because I think New England is in firm control of the damn AFC East. And then we know Baltimore is surging at the right time. Colts. Houston at the Colts is a good one.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that Houston defense keeps them in games. And Daniel Jones.
When's C.J. Stroud coming back?
It might be this one, Bunk. Okay. It might be this one. And, you know,
They've gone undefeated without him, right?
Yes. But then they had this crazy graph up. Jonathan Taylor splits at home than on the road.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He is like maybe 50 yards more at home.
They count Germany as home?
They were the home team.
They were. Okay. I'm going to say because they don't play their home games in Germany.
Yeah.
And he went off in that one.
Man. Yeah, dog. So that should be a good – because Houston is right there. And, you know, Daniel Jones, he had a bad week.
He had a bad week of press.
Yeah. Well, there's that Daniel Jones guy coming back to –
He needs to have a good game.
Somebody say he's back to Danny Dimes.
The Seahawks are playing the Vikings, and obviously Darnold is going to have an opportunity to dice them up.
Yeah, see? Yeah, what? And I don't think that J.J.'s starting. They got some other dudes will be starting.
Another rookie,
yeah,
too,
another second, right? Whatever round rookie
like,
he is.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they know that J.J. doesn't have it, and they're trying to move on. But
that could be it.
Doesn't seem – I mean, you got to give him a chance, right? You're 4-7 at this point. What do you got to lose? You're not going to the playoffs.
You know what you got to lose is watching Justin Jefferson walk off the field.
Oh, true. Fair enough.
I was like, damn, homie. I feel so bad for him. Hey, guys, this Saturday, noon to 2, join Allie Mack at Nally Kia in Stonecrest as she gets you ready for the big game. A lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It is a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Other prizes, you can win home tickets and everything like that. That's this Saturday, noon to 2, at Nally Kia in Stonecrest with our gal, Allie Mack.
Remember yesterday when I said, hey, remind me this Lane Kiffin thing I want to say?
Yeah.
I wish I would have said it yesterday because everybody said it yesterday and last night. I was like, oh, I think I may have a unique opinion. Nope. Everybody said it.
Somebody stole it?
No. I guess it wasn't very good, but I'm going to say it next anyway.
Yeah.
How's that for a tease?
Well, you had it. You had it.
I had it first.
You had it first.
I had it first, but I waited a day. Don't ever wait. Just say your thing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hour number 2 brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to the front page with Abe, as well as some picks against the spread coming up in about 15 minutes as today is the final day of the week, the final show of the week for us, and then a nice little four-day weekend. And back on Monday to react to what's going to be a really action-packed weekend in local sports, national sports, obviously, college football across the board, NFL pretty much every single day. And it's going to be fun. Already some college football news, like pretty big time news over the last 24 hours with some of these not top jobs. Right. Like obviously we're still waiting for what Lane Kiffin is going to do. Mm-hmm. And we'll supposedly find out Saturday. But Oklahoma State found their next coach. They're taking the head coach from North Texas. They've had a really nice year. Have to assume the quarterback comes with him.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm almost.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Pause. That was a package deal.
Yeah, you'd have to assume that's what's going to happen. Yes. I know I've mentioned Jim Mora Jr. a couple times this year because he's done a really great job at UConn.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado State, a little surprising.
Surprising.
It's not like a huge step up,
no.
Is it?
What happened with UCLA?
They had a bad year. They fired him.
Okay, I can remember. They fell out or something about that.
Maybe.
But something like that.
He won 10 games back-to-back at UCLA.
Yeah, and so
like nobody does
that. Could have been maybe a possibility right there, but good for him.
Oh, to go back to UCLA?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
That's why I said bridges burn,
yeah,
stuff
so.
Like that.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, you're figure out, your well, you should have more answers Friday night about the whole Lane Kiffin thing and where they go with that. You saw last night in the ranking they dropped him a little bit. I didn't get to see it, but I heard like the new chairman was being a dork and telling some non-corny jokes.
He did tell a bad that. Remember that thing you got mad at me about yesterday? Yeah, he did that.
Oh, no.
But I wasn't even doing that, by the way. Just so everybody knows, I wasn't doing that joke.
Yeah,
I was just saying I'm not sure what that is, which is a normal thing that I've always done.
Yes, it has.
You know what I mean? But that's a hand motion I've always made.
I'll
turn my hands over.
Maybe I got six. I think I got six of them before I left the work.
Yeah, you got young people around.
Yeah, dog.
Even Lily knows it.
Really?
Yeah, it's infiltrated the kindergartners.
Yeah, dog.
She doesn't know what it is,
but
she'll say it every once in a while because she hears other people at school saying it.
Right.
And it's like, all right.
She's so influential.
It's just
such an early
age. A peek into the future.
My gal around some other folks, man.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they have lunch in the lunchroom with other bigger kids, I guess.
Probably.
I know,
she's learning. She's so damn observant and a damn sponge.
No, she is. She's just a little sponge.
Man. But no, I mean, it was crazy because I was looking at the rankings. I just pulled it up where the teams are ranked. Could you imagine Miami going back to Oregon?
I would love
Mario
that.
Cristobal going back to
awesome.
Oregon. That would be freaking awesome.
That would be awesome.
But no changes. I think they spoke out. You know, they think Notre Dame's better than Miami, pretty much.
Which is fine,
yeah.
Right? Like, to me, that's all you need to say. All this explanation of
but that's what I'm glad they said.
Stuff. Yeah, just say it. Because it's so simple. And really all – it's up to you guys.
Right.
And nobody gets to, like – I know somebody tried to sue the committee a couple of years ago.
Oh, God. What fan base is that?
I think it was Florida State,
wasn't
it? But like,
they ain't recovered yet.
These guys are in charge, and whatever they say goes. All they have to say is, "Yeah, we just think they're better."
That's it.
And then if you're like, "Why?" It's like, "Well, I don't know. We just think they are."
You don't have to explain. You don't.
Well,
have
they played and beat them. Well, yeah, but not every time somebody plays, the better team wins.
Right.
Not always.
Yeah, man. But yeah, that's a weird thing. I mean, having that guy, he's like, "I'm the replacement. I'm just gonna have fun with it."
He did not seem
prepared.
Ready. Yeah. Like, the other guy they picked, I think, for a reason. This guy was like, wait, me? I have to be the one?
Hold on. Y'all just said I had to be the head. Y'all just had to speak to on TV.
So, here, speaking of Florida State, obviously one of the most controversial or, I don't know, like really, really brutal. I think we get it from an outside perspective, but you also get why Florida State was so furious being left out a couple of years ago. You know, the justification was their quarterback got hurt and they weren't the same team. Which it's also true. In the bylaw that,
they can do that
coaches count also.
Yep.
You can take into account a team not having a player or a coach that they did that led to where they are.
Correct.
And I know he was asked about it and he kind of sat on the fence. Apparently in the conference call later in the evening, because they do a conference call with the assembled media after the TV thing, the current chair of the committee was asked about that and Ole Miss and could it be held against him, and gave a little bit more of an idea that maybe it could. So if Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl,
they're done,
and then Lane Kiffin decides to leave, and then they hold it against him that Lane Kiffin's not there anymore, that's the worst thing I can ever imagine. Like,
you don't think they are?
That's like Game of Thrones level, like, nightmare for Ole Miss fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please win the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, they need to win this Egg Bowl.
I just don't want that. Like, that sucks.
I don't want it for those kids.
That would be totally unfair.
I don't want it
if
for those
that's
kids.
What happens.
I don't want it for those kids, man.
They won 10 games.
And they deserve to be a playoff team.
I think that's right.
Yeah, they're one of the better. They're one of the best 12 teams in ball.
I think they are, too.
You know, and so, I mean, but that's, you know, that's why this – I'm not an Ole Miss fan, so I'm not frustrated by anything by Lane. I just think, like, what's the holdup?
I don't know.
You know, because if he wants –
because he's going
to
leave.
Yeah, and that's what it seems like to me. Because if you're doing this for a grandstand where it's after the game of the Egg Bowl and you're being interviewed by the woman on the young lady, whoever is doing the post game on the field, are you doing this to be like, I'm coming back?
He wants to have that, like, Leonardo DiCaprio from Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. I'm not leaving.
You know,
like that.
Is that what you're doing? Is that why you're doing this? Because other than that.
That's what you have to tell yourself if you're an Ole Miss fan.
Right.
Right?
Like, but, yeah.
No, he's doing it because he's leaving.
Yeah.
I think.
It just sucks, man.
It does suck. It really sucks. And again, like, let the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator, the assistant head coach, or whoever it is, be the interim and let them coach in the playoff and don't penalize this group of kids who won all these games.
Yeah, man.
Because their coach decided to make a circus show of the whole thing. Now, again, they could win. He could stay. All of these things could go differently. I just that popped into my mind yesterday as far as, like, there is a precedent for holding changes against teams.
Mm-hmm.
That would really suck.
It would.
I would really hate that.
It does. Happened. And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is, man. It is what it is. And so we'll find out after the game what Lane's going to do as far as if he's going to stay or go.
Yeah.
You think it's LSU?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do think that's what he's going to do. And then I think, like, 2 years from now, he's going to do something like this again.
Yeah.
You know, I think somebody else is going to woo him, whether it's an NFL team or something like that. He's going to do the same thing because I think this is what he does. So buyer beware. Lane Kiffin is definitely a good coach. I don't know if Lane Kiffin's a great coach. The best win he has still to this day is that win over Georgia last year.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been in a playoff. Mm-hmm. He hasn't won a conference. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so I get it. He's timed it perfectly. He's the hottest guy in the cycle. But I don't know. I'm not sure what that means at LSU if he goes there. Georgia Tech Friday here in Atlanta.
I think it's going to be a great game. I think the Dogs, I mean, obviously Dogs are better than Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, can they bounce back from just a disappointing, heartbreaking loss? And I know a lot of people, this will make their season and all those different things. Them boys in red coming to kick your ass too. You know what I mean? And they still have stuff on the line that they want, you know? And I think that that's getting overlooked a lot in this game because of the motivation to salvage the season for Georgia Tech because of the big loss at home.
I know.
We don't give a damn about that. We're coming to kick your ass.
Well, yeah. I mean, what happened last year is still fresh on the mind. A win in this game goes a long way towards postseason positioning.
Yeah,
and all that.
And I think, you know, I mean, the thing with it is it's all about Haynes King. It is. And you got to stop him. Buster Faulkner knows how to attack this defense. We saw that last year. And, you know, in Georgia, you know, they're going to be without CJ. There's a lot of eye candy with the motions and the stretch and the quarterback counters back that way. The pull, the quarterback goes away from the pull. They got so many things they got to worry about. But if Georgia lines up and just plays their game and play like they've been playing the last 3 weeks, they should kick Georgia Tech's ass.
Yeah, and I anticipate that's what happens in the game.
Yes.
If Georgia Tech wins, are they back in the playoff?
No.
Because they fell pretty far.
No, that's a 23 is a long way to go.
I know. 20, they fell so 23 far.
23 is a long way to go.
The committee was so ready to drop them down the list after the way they played against Boston College.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, I know. And they were asked about that last night, too, because, again, they would be 10-2. There's going to be so many 10-2 teams.
Yep.
That's the thing that's going to be complicated is, like, there's going to be so many teams from all of the different conferences that have 10-2 records that don't make the conference title game. And then you're going to be stacking resume to resume. And, unfortunately, for Georgia Tech right now, they don't have really a good win on their resume. Now, they beat Georgia. That's a great win. That would be the best win anybody in the ACC has, I think.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Miami beat Notre Dame, but Georgia's better than them. Mm-hmm. So that would be the best win anybody in the conference has.
Yes, and it would.
And they'd be 10-2.
And they'd be 10-2. And they beat Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh, man, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think it should be
enough to at least get back in the conversation.
I don't know. I don't think it will. But, hey, who damn knows, man. But, I mean, yeah, Brent Key, that's what I love about Brent Key, because he embodies this damn stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was so hard for him to say Georgia's a great team and all that stuff. He was just
that's great.
Like that scowl that he has, you know, and I love that part about this rivalry because he's trying to make it the way it used to be. And so, yeah, but I think Georgia loses this game if they shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah,
they have the turnovers and all those different things.
I think
that's why.
I think the only – because even still, like, we've seen Georgia clean up the thing that we wanted them to clean up the most, like quit getting off to these terrible starts.
Right.
You get off to good starts, see what happens. Well, they've gotten off to good starts, and they win by touchdowns.
Yes.
They've gotten off to bad starts and still won games by double digits this year. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they're never dead. And that happened last year in this game.
Yeah.
Like, they were down big in the game last year and still came back.
We're losing that building other than Alabama.
We might have back-to-back games in that building.
Who knows?
A couple weekends in a row.
Alabama loses to Auburn and A&M loses.
One or the other.
One or the other.
All you need.
Which is a possibility.
Yep, totally possible.
A total possibility.
Yeah, you could have back-to-back weeks in Mercedes-Benz.
I just don't know how good Texas A&M is.
I don't either. I still don't buy it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the front page with Abe. Make some picks against the spread. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I saw a video on one of my Instagram reels of him performing this song.
Oh, yeah.
Into the ear, and it was like, your wife this time of year on Black Friday deals or something like that. Like, yeah. I got a text just a few minutes ago about, hey, we need to knock out these shopping lists because of this, that, or the other. I was like, all right, let's do it.
Ugh.
I'm on it.
Dude,
can't be a procrastinator at my house.
No, can't be a procrastinator, but you can't be like my freaking wife and her, let me buy something for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's always something like she needs a new AirPods, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I know that. Bam.
Boom.
Oh, no, she can't wait.
I know.
I'm like, shout it. As soon as she opened, I was like, hey, really? She's like, what? I need a new pair. I was like, shout, you can't get.
Christmas.
So, like.
Christmas, yeah, like, month away.
Like, it's a month away.
Yeah.
Like, Dad, can I have, okay.
That is the hard part about being an adult with a little bit of money is, like, you just buy the stuff you want immediately.
Like,
and then when it comes around, it's like, well, what do you want? It's like, I don't know. I don't want anything.
Damn, like, I mean, how many bathrobes can I buy you? Damn. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I've started over the last couple of years emailing myself throughout the year. If my wife mentions something that she wants, and by the time December comes around, I've got 4 or 5 emails, and I'm like, okay, good. That one hasn't been purchased yet. That one hasn't been purchased yet. So I'm good this year.
I'm the same exact way. So, but it sucks. I have to tell her, like, hey, I know you lost that. Chill. You know, just like this.
Just pump the brakes.
Pump the brakes for
Maybe
a second, lady.
Santa will have one.
You know what I'm saying?
You never
like
know.
That. Like, and it's always great. And you know, I got older kids now, so, you know, I'll ask them. Because I send everybody the same amount of money. But I try to, you know, have them something to open under the tree and everything like that. And so I wanted to, you know, they want, what are those glasses?
Blue blockers.
AI glasses or? Meta glasses.
Oh.
Yeah, they want the meta glasses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so everybody wants that. So, you know, figure that out. Got them all that. But then come find out, Isaiah got them already. So I'm like, dude, you asked me for these glasses.
Now, what is that?
I don't know, man. I just bought them.
They're like sunglasses?
They look like eyeglasses, okay. But it's so many. They got all these features to it. You can listen and hear and text and all kind of crap on it, dude.
Interesting.
And so I was like, bruh. And he's like, because he came to the house. And I was like, dude. And he was like, what? I was like, dude. He's like, what?
So now you have a pair.
I'm not wearing that crap.
I know. I wouldn't either.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a headache, man.
Yeah, dog.
All that stuff going on?
Yeah, dog. So, yeah.
That's
so
terrible.
I was like, you know what? Damn it. Daddy's trying. I'm just going to give y'all damn money and leave it alone.
I
was going to put the money in a box and just unwrap the box.
There you go.
All right.
Put a rock in it so it feels like something, you know?
Something, dude. It's like, damn. Y'all get on my.
Yeah, put a brick in there. It's like, dang, that's heavy. What did he get me?
Yeah.
It's just a check with
a
brick in it.
Like, all the kids, like, Bash's already took care of. She went and got all Bash stuff.
But that's what I mean. She wants us to do that. I haven't done it yet. Well, I mean, it's not even December. Like,
so
we'll get there.
Like, physically go get it, or
I will. Yeah,
oh.
I like to. I don't know. I don't like to. I like going and doing it.
Like, I just had to send him a
holiday
text.
Season.
I just had to send Samson a text. Don't
Lights
open nothing.
Okay.
He thinks that a package comes to the house. He's supposed to open to see what it is. Don't open nothing.
Nothing that I get them will be delivered to the house.
Okay.
I can guarantee you that. I like going and doing it. You go out there.
You just said
lights.
That. We talked earlier about you in Sam's Club, and you like going out there.
I like going by myself.
Oh, okay.
I don't like. All right. I like going by myself. And there's spots I go to that are not going to be like that. It's not going to be at Sam's Club and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's on the list. All right, let's make some picks against the spread. As today is the final day, final show of the week. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Yes.
My wife made us some T-shirts.
Oh,
it's pretty funny.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty sharp.
We do need to get new headshots,
though. Yeah.
I look like a Latin pop star.
And I look like
you look like you had a rough night the night before. Look like Ricky Martin.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Nice.
I know that's what we were talking about. That I was like, we gotta be careful who's listening.
Yeah,
can't be saying too much about what we're getting people. You know.
Okay, Abe,
Randy, it was not 4-0, but it was still undefeated. You were 3-0-1. You caught a push.
Oh man,
your second push of the season there on the Jaguars at -3.
Damn Jaguars.
31-19-2 now on the year.
Damn Jaguars.
That's crazy.
We don't have to bring up what the other three of us are doing.
And he's like 20-3-1 in the last.
Yeah, 23-2-1, I think, something like that, whatever it is.
That's crazy. I went 1-3, right?
Yeah, you and me, 1-3, both hanging in there, 2-2.
All right.
It's going to be a rough one, man. Too many damn games. Choose from. Too many days. What happened to my headphone?
I know nothing. The music stopped.
Oh, the music stopped. Okay, I thought something happened to my headphone.
I don't know.
All right.
Abe said he fixed the beds, but I guess he didn't.
All right, let me get, you know, let's stick with rivalry weekend. Let me get Arizona State +1.5 versus Arizona.
All right.
Ohio State -9.5 versus Michigan.
You think this is the year?
I think this is the year. I think this is the year. Give me Philly -7 versus the Bears and Denver Broncos -6.5 versus the Commanders.
I'll go NFL first. I think Seattle's going to beat the hell out of the Vikings, -11.5. I think the Rams are going to kill the Panthers as well, -10.5 in Charlotte. I've been saying it all week, so I better put my money where my mouth is. I think Georgia is going to cover the 13.5 against Tech. And I think Vanderbilt goes into Neyland Stadium and beats Tennessee as well. They don't need to. They just need to cover the 3.5, but I think that they'll win that game also.
Bo is joining you in Vanderbilt. He has +3.5 there against Tennessee.
Yep.
He's got Pitt against Miami. That's 6.5 points Pitt is getting.
At home. The home teams are underdogs in a lot of these games.
He's going to take the Lions -3 against the Packers and the Texans +4.5. Against the Colts. Those were Bo's picks. I'm with Randy in Ohio State. I'm going to go with the 9.5 there against Michigan. I don't know. I'll take Florida, 1.5.
There you go.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
It's not like my record's dependent on whether I go 1-3 again this
week. Might as well.
I am going to join you, Bunk, in Seahawks, 11.5 there against Max Brosmer. Like, come on. I understand that J.J. McCarthy has struggled, but come on.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a concussion.
This guy can't look better.
He's in the concussion protocol.
This guy can't possibly look
There's
better.
There's no way he's in the concussion protocol.
No, he's not going to look better.
Yeah.
And then again, who cares? I don't know. Bills -3.5 against the Steelers. This feels like Aaron Rodgers comes out and plays one series and has a hand issue and they didn't practice all week to be without him. It just feels like it's a mess for Pittsburgh.
Nobody felt like Washington could cover the 6.5 at home against Oregon?
No.
Kind of not with me on that.
Hold on.
I don't know.
You didn't either.
No, I don't. I never pick them, though. Sometimes you guys will jump on board.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think they're going to. That's fine.
I didn't say that.
I don't think they're going to either.
You see, you I have no faith.
Do. Well, I guess. I don't know. I hope they win.
Oregon ain't that much better than Washington.
No, I don't think they're that much better.
Yeah, and it's in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 6.5. You know what? You might look out for your phone earlier.
Okay. There
later,
you go.
I mean. Later.
There you go. I guilted you into picking Washington.
You picked my school, so I should pick your school.
He's going to publicly say he might switch.
Georgia's really good.
And I got never switching.
Georgia's an easy pick.
And I got Cushion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can pick whatever you want.
I got Cushion.
You can pick whatever you want.
You can't. Don't worry about the pack. You're having, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime season. You can't be worried about some. You're batting .400, Randy. You can't be worried about some schlub batting .308.
But you got to always look out for people, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
By the way, that's not a literal .400. You're well above .500.
Yeah, you're batting way above .400.
I meant in the baseball sense of having .400. A historic season, sort of.
All right. What are we going to do? The front page?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hey, Abe.
What's up, guys? It is rivalry. I can't say it either, Bunk. It's tough. Rivalry week in college football. There was also some Monday night football action in the 49ers. Beat the Panthers there. And afterwards, George Kittle, apparently in a war of words regarding Iowa and their upcoming game with Nebraska, along with another former NFLer and now podcaster.
Hey, Will Compton, appreciate your voice memo on the day of my Monday night football game talking crap to me about Nebraska, Iowa. Didn't settle with me. You know what? I didn't like it. And, you know, that's the type of thing Nebraska does. They take cheap shots. You know, hey, I'm preparing for a Monday night football game on national television, and you're coming to me about Nebraska, Iowa. That means you're scared. You're terrified. You lost by 30 at Penn State. They just fired their coach. You lost by 30? Are you kidding me? I was going to come in there, run the ball down your throat, and there's nothing you can do about it. Sit on the bus that doesn't go anywhere and shut your mouth. Damn. Will Compton.
You go.
That's like a good guys, old, that's a good wrestling promo well, right there.
Exactly.
Sound like those guys must be friends.
They are. They're really good friends.
I agree. I think Iowa is going to destroy Nebraska.
Yeah, my thing with Nebraska is like another case of bidding against yourself. Mm-hmm. Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Possibility to go to Penn State. Have they won a game since that?
Maybe.
Have they won a game?
They beat UCLA, I think, but everybody beats UCLA. No,
like, again, I know you guys know this, but like they also lost the quarterback.
And Matt Rhule's your guy.
That's true.
And I think that plays a bigger role.
Matt Rhule's his guy.
Who? Oh, his guy?
Me? Yeah. No, I'm not defending Matt Rhule.
No.
Is Abe friends with Matt Rhule?
What was the record when Ray Liotta was playing?
Not great.
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta.
Yeah. They were I think, 5-3.
They were not great. Sorry, they're not good.
They were 6-2.
Okay.
When Ray Liotta was playing.
Okay.
They were okay, but.
And they lost to USC, beat UCLA, okay. and got right. smoked okay. by Penn State.
I'm just kidding. We're, you know, since Dylan, what's his name?
Dylan Raiola?
Dylan Raiola.
Dylan Mahomes.
You know where he's going to transfer to?
Where?
Complete the cosplay.
I don't think they're interested.
You think they're going to Texas Tech?
I don't think they're interested.
You don't think so?
They have money to buy a better quarterback than him.
All right.
That's always the – and much as I hate that, what you just said.
No, it's true.
It's so true.
Can't argue it.
It's so true, man. And it sucks that it's like that, but that's so true. Like,
you know what actually would be a good landing spot for him just based on
– Raiola? He can't leave after everything he said about going there?
He's in the portal.
Oh, is he in the portal? Yeah. Oh, geez, I didn't realize that.
I don't think he's their top pick, but I could see him going to Miami and being good.
Mm. I think most teams are going to be all in on Lenore Sellers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I agree.
Lenore.
You got to bring his brother,
too. I also saw – a mock draft today that had him as the 6th overall pick in the NFL draft.
Okay.
Lenore, really?
Really?
Wow. It was a mock.
Okay. Yeah, sure. It's early. It's early.
It was also Cleveland, so maybe return now, the to quarterback
class
for another
year. The quarterback class is doesn't look great coming out next year as far as the first round goes. So,
who's going to win a damn Heisman?
Winner of the Big Ten title game wins the Heisman.
I
think the winner of that game wins the Heisman.
Okay.
Mendoza,
thank you.
I think we're that game's a target.
Right.
Yeah. It is also basketball season. They are underway. With basketball season comes basketball refs and basketball reactions. We have this one here from Creighton.
Carr into the paint. Missed the dunk. And a fucking foul. What are you talking about? That was 2 seconds after the play ended. Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle, and he's set. He was outside the circle, and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, New York, and they called that. That's an absolutely horse crap call. In a game that's been played out like this.
Wow.
Unbelievable bailout call by an incompetent referee.
Damn.
Is he allowed to do that?
They lost to Baylor by, well, I mean, it's the Creighton radio crew. They lost to Baylor by like 7 or something.
I know Steve Holman can do that, you know, and he can go off. And Steve's got 35 years in it. Maybe you might get a talking to after something
he
like
went
that.
After him.
Yeah, incompetent?
Damn.
Wow.
That's harsh.
Yeah, it is. And that wasn't a student broadcast either. Like, that was the...
That was
a
radio broadcast.
That was the profession. That man's paid to do that. Well, good for him. He's passionate about it.
I'm telling you, dog. You can talk to any kind of boy. Ooh, man. That is crazy.
It is funny that college basketball has started. No offense. I know some people out there like it and all that, but, like, it's too much happening right now for college basketball to be going on.
Who's the best player in the country right now?
Me.
Okay.
Yep. I'm out there. A.J. Dibanza?
I'm just saying.
Caleb Wilson at UNC.
You got Boozer's kid.
Boozer's
at Duke.
Kid too, right?
Yeah, Caleb Wilson's got 4 straight double doubles for the Tar Heels.
All right, there you go.
I don't apologize. I saw the windmill dunk from Dominique's son, and I know they lost to Clemson the other day. And Randall Godfrey's son killed us.
In overtime, they almost won the Charleston Classic.
There you go. We did it. We got college basketball into the thing. Well done. Shout out to you, Tate. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Maybe it'll be college basketball, too. They'll have to wait around and find out. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.